A new oil refinery is the last thing you might expect Washington Governor Jay Inslee's administration to be courting. After all, Inslee has developed a national reputation as a champion of curbing the use of fossil fuels. And yet, Inslee's administration has worked for months to facilitate such a project along the Columbia River. Oregon Public Broadcasting's Conrad Wilson reports.
A company called Riverside Energy wants to build a refinery that would process both biofuel and crude oil in Longview. It's a project Washington Governor Jay Inslee could have the final say in approving. Last month, Inslee told reporters during a press conference that he knew little about Riverside's proposed refinery.
Have not heard much about it other than what you have reported in the media. I haven't had a chance to get any additional briefings, so I would have to tell you I just don't have a lot of thoughts about it right now.
But emails obtained by OPB and Earthfix through a public records request reveal high-level staff and cabinet members in the governor's office have facilitated meetings with Riverside Energy. Emails show for nearly a year, Inslee's cabinet members and advisors have been in discussions with Riverside Energy's CEO, Lou Sumas. They've scheduled meetings with Sumas, invited him to give presentations to staff and several state agencies, and offered to take action to support the low-carbon fuels industry. During an appearance on the Seattle Channel last week, Inslee was asked about the emails. He told the audience that he expects his staff to have such discussions.
So I think I would probably categorize these as we're trying to figure out what they have in mind. This does not presage any agreement whatsoever or opposition whatsoever, because you have to know what you're doing. I know this is shocking, but when you're governor, you kind of have to know what you're doing first.
In one email from February, Riverside Sumas told the Port of Longview that the governor's office wanted to know when they could publicly announce the project. The email was obtained by the nonprofit environmental group Columbia Riverkeeper and shared with the media. Sumas wrote that Inslee's office was eager to link the project to the governor's new proposal to expand clean energy production. The following week, Sumas met in Olympia with Washington's Commerce Secretary and Inslee's Executive Director of Policy. Hours after the meeting, one of the state officials connected Sumas with staff at the nonprofit group Climate Solutions, as well as the state lawmaker's office. Eric DePlace is the director of Sightline, the Seattle-based environmental group.
It's very worrisome that this kind of communication, this kind of lobbying, would be happening with the governor's office out of view of the public on an issue of this magnitude. We're talking about a very environmentally risky project.
The refinery, as outlined by Riverside Energy, aligns with Inslee's push for cleaner fuels. With California, Oregon, and British Columbia having passed low-carbon fuel regulations, proponents say it seems just a matter of time until Washington adopts similar rules. Riverside Energy says the goal with its proposed refinery in Longview is to capture that growing clean fuels market. Keith Phillips works in Inslee's office as the governor's special assistant on climate and energy. He says Inslee's advisors have intentionally limited the governor's involvement in the discussions.
We have not briefed him on this project. He's not aware of it. Well, he knows that there have been clean refineries proposed, but has not met with the proponents and has not been briefed by staff on the details because he's waiting to see whether or not he has to perform a formal legal role on the project.
Regardless of whether the project gets to the governor's desk, environmental groups worry the facility may not end up producing biofuels. Instead, they say it could end up being just another oil refinery for the fossil fuel industry. Two projects initially built as biofuel refineries during the last decade in the Pacific Northwest failed. Rather than biofuels, the two refineries now handle crude oil. I'm Conrad Wilson in Portland.
Oregon Public Broadcasting reporter Tony Schick co-reported this story. EarthFix's Ashley Ahern and Northwest News Network reporter Austin Jenkins also contributed.